Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. The NFL is informing teams right now that there is a ban on smelling salts, apparently, now in the NFL. I was unaware.
Smelling salts.
Yes.
There's also a ban on reselling your ticket allotment at the Super Bowl. Highly frowned upon
Who
behavior.
Who knew?
What do you mean ban on smelling salts?
Well, they have banned, the NFL has banned ammonia inhalants.
Why would one inhale ammonia?
Because it wakes you up.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like this. It fires the neurons in your brain and wakes you up. They used to, in like older movies, they always used to play it up like a guy would get knocked unconscious on the field and they hit him with the smelling salts and he would wake up.
You snap the smelling salt and then you put it under their nose and they're, oh, God.
But yeah, they're saying now that there might be more negative effects than positive effects and that the positive effects that they claim come with smelling salts aren't necessarily proven. So the NFL's cracking down.
Now,
so
wait a minute. The AP is reporting they're banning smelling salts because the product, quote, can mask concussion symptoms. And because of that, rugby leagues are watching this ruling.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, okay.
What?
Yeah. People Magazine is even reporting this, but so is ESPN and AP. NFL players were using the smelling salts, quote, for a jolt before the game.
Oh, they would use it during the game before they went back out onto the field.
49ers George Kittle says he is, quote, distraught. The star tight end joked about his previous usage of the now banned ammonia inhalants.
George Kittle's an abuser.
He used them before every drive?
Yes. So, no.
Oh, my gosh.
If you ever saw George Kittle on the sidelines.
He said I considered retirement.
He would crack a smelling salt right before he went back onto the field every single time.
That's Iowa football for you there, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I'm sorry. We're going to unpack a little more of this.
And peel this onion?
Unpeel the onion. I want to do it and tell me what it feels like. What is it? Is it like caffeine? You smell it and you wake, like you're more.
You've never smelled a smelling salt?
No! Where does one even get a smelling salt? Like CD gas station?
No, it's not a drug. It's... Back to Logan's point, you've seen it in movies where somebody gets knocked out.
But I've never been at Target and seen the smelling salts aisle.
They crack it, and then they put it under your nose, and all of a sudden, you wake back up because it is so pungent. You've never seen a movie where the smelling salts?
I have. I've never seen smelling salts for sale anywhere, which is why I asked you, do you buy them in CD gas stations?
No, I don't think you buy them in CD gas stations. I would assume you get them from a medical... retailer of some capacity?
Smelling salts have led to adverse events such as shortness of breath, seizures, migraines, vomiting, diarrhea, and fainting, according to the FDA.
That sounds like a Wednesday morning.
Where does one get a smelling salt? It's not like I want to go around huffing it, but I actually kind of want... Oh, New York Times. NFL is banning, quote, team distribution of smelling salts.
So what? One can bring your own?
What are they going to pat you down?
Yeah, you can buy them online. I'm looking at a brand called Smelling Salts.
I'm sorry. Look,
how many H's are in that ah?
There are four H's four. In this ah. Yes.
What's the name of the company again?
Okay. Smelling Salts.
All right.
You're welcome. Okay. A couple of exclamation points on the end, so you kind of have to yell it out. I get it a little bit better.
I get it.
The memo distributed by the NFL says that team distribution of ammonia inhalants, including capsules, inhalers, ammonia in a cup, or any form of smelling salts, is, quote, prohibited during all NFL games, including pregame activities and halftime, both on the sideline and in locker rooms. Now, listen to this. It is unclear whether players can still use inhalants if they alone provide them to themselves.
Here you go. There's Amazon.com.
Oh, my gosh. This is not bottle. Something you can just buy in a store. I've ever seen anything like that. Or maybe it's in an aisle I'm not used to wandering down.
So we can either go with, do you want instant energy and mental clarity smelling salts? Do you want PEX smelling salts? Or do you want, yep, wake the faith up smelling salts?
My kids...
Yep, wake the faith up is the most expensive.
Have found... And they're pretty expensive. The girls apparently love these. It's a little jar, okay? And you open it, and you smell it, and it's not smelling salts. It's more like a calming. Does your wife have this stuff, Logan? This is like a young person thing.
My wife doesn't have that necessarily, but she gets like the little oil things that she'll like put in the humidifier that's supposed to be very similar to that.
My son even just said for his sister's birthday back in June, I'm going to get her one of the, and he was explaining it. And I said, what is it? And he said, you open it and you smell it and it's calming. That's not, smelling salts is a jolt. What I'm thinking of is more calming. Now I've seen that, but it's at like.
Are you talking about like
Bed, Bath, and Body Works or whatever?
Here's something that, I've had a cold for the last week and for whatever reason can't break it. T bought me these and you throw them in the shower. They're called VapoBath. It's like Vapor Rub.
Yeah, that's what your grandma used to put on your chest when you were little.
But it's the same smell. Is that what you're talking about? Or is this like soothing and citrusy?
The one that my children have are soothing and citrusy.
Like a bath bomb.
Although maybe they're snorting smelling salts and I just didn't know it. It can also cause burns inside your nasal passages.
If I were to somehow, some way get a smelling salt into the studio, would you take one on the air?
Yes. Okay. However, the quote, rush of fight or flight hormones from a smelling salt can keep a player from feeling the true depths of pain until much later. In the short term, it not only allows the player to get back on the field, but it may help his performance. The problem is long term, right? What concerns me about that sentence for me, Scott, is the rush of fight or flight hormones. I don't need any more of those. I am built with cortisol and fight or flight for every fiber of my being. So if smelling salts is going to be one of those things where you go, huh, and you feel panicky, that this is why I was never a gummy person or a cannabis person. I don't judge, but it's not my thing because it brought on a panicky feeling in me.
We just had a caller say that a lot of like first aid kits actually have smelling salts in them. So maybe we need to go on a scavenger hunt around the studio, around the building, see if we can find one.
I'll reach out to Ken Wolf and see if he has any smelling salts in the building. If anybody does, it would be Ken.
Fun fact. Smelling salts have been banned in boxing for some time because of the way they mask concussion symptoms.
Well, and if you've ever watched, you've probably never seen a Rocky movie.
Yes, and they do that thing. Is that what that was?
That's a smelling salt underneath their nose to wake them back up.
I missed this too. Last season, there was controversy after a Buffalo Bills staffer appeared to offer quarterback Josh Allen a smelling salt after he hit his head and was evaluated for a concussion during week 5. It wasn't clear whether Allen took the smelling salt, but he did return to the game.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about performance enabling, not enhancing, performance enabling things, how many times does a player leave the court and they give them a shot? What is that called? Is that a cortisone shot? Or
cortisol,
whatever?
I think.
Cortisol,
yeah, something
whatever.
Like that.
Cortisone. which literally numbs the pain. You go back out there with a sprained ankle and you can continue to play a game when you should really be going to the hospital.
Listen to this. Four-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Terry Bradshaw opened up about this in a 2011 column in which he detailed brain damage he suffered during his career. When I played for the Steelers, I got my bell rung. I'd take smelling salts and go right back out there. Quote, all of us did. I wonder if our kids are doing this. And I mean our young athletes, our high school football players.
I only played two seasons of high school football.
No, I don't mean 40 years ago. I mean right now.
Okay, that hurt a little bit.
Well, I'm just saying.
That was painful.
I can assure you they do worse than that.
But Dana, if Terry Bradshaw was doing smelling salts in the NFL in the 1970s, don't you think we would have been doing them in high school in the 80s?
Michael Strahan estimated between 70 to 80% of the league use those inhalants.
I have no doubt. If you've ever seen George Kittle on the sidelines, it's almost like he's addicted.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I saw kids in my high school, and I went to a tiny little high school, kids that would take Vicodin or Percocet before a football game. Kids would take Adderall. Like, we had kids on our team that had an Adderall prescription, and they would give Adderall to other kids on our team that did not have prescriptions for Adderall, and they would take them before the game because they thought it would make them play better. Kids are dumb.
From the text line, do you wonder if Weinbaum has smelling salts in his EDC?
ESPN has a roundup of players sniffing these things. It looks like a little salt packet that you would get at McDonald's.
Correct. And you just crack it, and that releases the scent. And then you just put it, you crack it, you just bend it a little bit and you'll hear a crack, and then you put it under your nose. I've done them before.
ESPN has an entire article called The NFL's Salty Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Where have I been that I did not know this was a thing?
Clearly not paying attention when you're watching a football game.
Bunch of ammonia sniffers.
Yes. It's a pungent smell. It stings the nostrils, but not in a good way.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.